This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The media call President Trump a liar or question everything he says and everything he does when it's the known liars, the known discredited groups that are the ones doing the questioning.
Charlie Wurzel, who's the person, the reporter who actually did the story, confesses in his write-up about why he did it that he actually didn't get much out of the article. The interview the guy several times, he didn't connect any dots, and he didn't tell the story, right? He still did it anyway. And this focus on the appearance, on where he's shopping, it did feel almost like it should be in the fashion section of the paper. And maybe you can explain to me why that needs to be even done.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's okay to kill stories. Even when you send someone to a few states away and you come back and you say, I didn't get it, and you killed the story.
Yeah.
Look, if this had happened in a vacuum, people would say, well, the New York Times took a swing and a miss, and they missed. And, okay, so what? This is part of a very larger story. For the last 12 months, the D.C. press, led by the New York Times, has been obsessed with humanizing, celebrating, normalizing Trump voters, and they've gotten so far to the right, now they're trying to normalize Nazis.
Give us a question.
I'm not going to give you a question.
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
When he gets told about a Harvard study showing millions of illegals voted, he goes and looks into it and finds out it's true. I mean, that's what Trump does. You notice he'll be on the campaign trail. People are handing him stuff, or he'll start writing things down. Just talking to an old black lady or old white guy or a young woman. You see Trump writing things down. He's obsessed with what people tell him at his hotels and his condos. Trump routinely would just walk around for hours and just write down what people think and what they say and then blow up at people about you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't respond fast enough when their water heater was out. I was reading a story years ago, when I was first looking into Trump about Trump when he had a new hotel opening. He went through every hotel room in the building because he'd paid for white and black marble. And sure enough, he had a feeling that they might. And on a few of the smaller rooms and side areas, they had cheap green, quote, Chinese, is what the quote was, marble. And he blew up. And he said, that's not the armoires I paid for, and that's not the marble I paid for. And he goes, my customers are going to get the white marble. And the point is that he's the type of OCD when it comes to details that we need. And the fact that he's listening to people isn't some negative thing. He wants to actually hear what you're saying and what's going on with you. So it's not like something special that I've told Trump stuff. He's gone and looked into it. And then when he found out it was true, responded. Because he does that on the campaign trail. You'll see him talking to somebody. He'll go, pulls out a yellow pad with a marker and starts writing on it. And he'll just have pockets full of it. He gets on his jet and then just pulls them out and starts looking at it and then talks to an aide, has them go look it up for him. And bring it back to him. It's not just people bringing the president news clippings. He says, I want this looked into. I want that looked into. I want this looked into. I want that looked into. Until 2 in the morning most nights, he's in there checking stuff. Now, when we kick off the main broadcast here in just a few minutes, boy, there is a lot to get into, obviously, and so many video clips to break down as well. But the mainstream media is back to their usual tricks with their fake news attacking InfoWars. This has been running a whole bunch of newspapers today. Alex Jones suggests the Vegas mass shooting was fake. No, I didn't. I said it was real, but the official story is as phony as a $3 bill. These people are really getting desperate, and it's amazing to watch these con artists flounder.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please, listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep.
Oh, my God, my God! Oh, my God! Lock the door! Lock the door!
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me!
Right,
listen!
Help me!
You're next, please! Please! You're next! They're in danger! Please! Listen to me! Something terrible! Please! You're next! Here they are! They're already here! Come! You're next! They're coming! They're coming!
It's the Dunsons. Sleep. The seed is planted. Sleep. Sleep. Terror grows.
Sleep. Alan, wake up! Get you when you sleep! Sit up!
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Mom, free all the homies.
It looked right at me.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And Paul Joseph Watson is also going to be hosting the fourth hour. Former board member and one of the founding members of the Davos Group, Ted Malik, is going to be joining us to talk about the accelerated collapse of the corporate world government and the fact that the neoliberal world government system is an authoritarian monster that is now in full retreat. Despite all the PR pieces they put out, they've got a new push going with the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the LA Times, Atlantic Monthly, all the usual suspects operating, of course, along with Keith Olbermann and others, announcing victory, that Trump is a Russian agent, that America's recovery is a Russian plot, that taking care of our veterans is a Russian operation, and that Flynn is turning against Trump, and that Trump is going to be out of office very, very soon. This is their big push with Robert Mueller up to his eyeballs in real Russian collusion, as well as communist Chinese, you name it. All of that coming out, but despite that, they are doubling down. There's all these articles in the New York Times, you name it. Trump and Russia seem to find common foe, the American press. It's not American press. It's globalist press that hates Christians, hates conservatives, hates gun owners, hates America, hates our veterans, hates free market. They're monopoly men. I got a stack of articles today with CNN, MSNBC pundits bad-mouthing flyover America, saying rural communities are terrorist, rural communities are bad, that Republicans have got to be locked up once they take control of the government again. Because they know there's an awakening to them. They know their slow stranglehold that they had around our throat has been loosened as we attempt to struggle free. And so they're now in a panic mode to force us back into submission, but that's not working either. So this outside globalist force that destroys nation states has also seen Russia struggle free. So the only truth in Russian collusion is that as nation states, we're trying to escape the same hydra, the same spider, the same snake. Odds are Russia owns Trump, Michael Goldberg says. Well, if Michael Goldberg in the Mexican kingpin-owned New York Times says so, and Iraq has WMDs, right? And uranium yellow cake, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a 97% chance that Hillary was going to win, too, the New York Times. Odds are Russia owns Trump. Owns him. Never built any buildings in Russia. Did have a beauty pageant there. He owns them. So let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. Former IC watchdog Hillary Clinton was reckless and compromised national security, threatened to fire me if I reported concerns about her and personal blowback to my family. So the dam is breaking. We're going to cover this when we come back from break. This is a big deal, and the dam is breaking. So that's coming up in the next segment. Also, a very powerful video is on NewsWars.com. And the reason Macron, who's been somewhat of a globalist, is having to sound like a nationalist is that's sweeping Europe. Merkel's losing power. They're all losing power. Started in Eastern Europe and the Brexit in the UK. Now it's sweeping Europe with nationalism and self-determination and common sense and survival mechanisms, survival instincts kicking back in. Macron is out in a crowd in Paris, and a woman comes over complaining that more people can't come into the country when France has been completely flooded with millions and millions of refugees just in the last few years. And he says, go back to Morocco. And he says, you're not facing danger. Don't say you are. No one's hurting you in Morocco. And it's just made up bull. So we're going to get to that. And of course, I mentioned this article earlier. There's video. MSNBC host declares rural voters core threat to our democracy. A core threat. So voters are a threat to democracy. Voting is a threat to voting. So that's the type of garbage that they're spewing. So that's going to be coming up as well. Plus, at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to premiere a shocking special report that is truly disgusting. And I'm not going to break it until then. It deals with Disney. We all know about Disney and how they hired people to be directors for children's movies who were convicted child rapists. We all know about Harvey Weinstein being involved with Disney and the hiring of that rapist. We all know about their history of sexualizing children and putting sexual messages and images in their films. But we have shocking public evidence of sexualization of children and their agenda that we will show you here coming up at the bottom of the next hour. So that's coming up as well. The new public enemy number one, besides Trump and myself, is now Sean Hannity. They're moving to get him kicked off air. We're going to break that down, big New York Times piece. Also, Facebook rolls out AI to detect suicidal posts before they're reported. Now, we're in the middle of a special 34-hour broadcast. I'm here every day, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, and the War Room comes up with Owen Schroyer. Before that, you got the David Knight Show with David Knight, where you get tomorrow's news today. I want to thank you all for your support in making the broadcast possible. The biggest thing you can do to reach new people is to take the live feeds from Infowars.com/show or on Facebook or on YouTube or on Twitter and share those on your Facebook, share those on your Twitter. And I mean, that's a serious act of rebellion against the globalists because they block us with AI systems, but they can't stop you hand sharing the articles. They can't stop you sending them out on your email or showing people at work during lunch or after work. That's how we win this information war. They're trying to smother this awakening. It's failing, but it's still a serious fight. So please share the live links to the show and tell folks about local stations.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Oh, no.
Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Globalists have used the American engine of free market and our military power to take over the planet. Now, their final target is our republic.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Now, if we simply trusting the establishment, get back to tried and true classic Americana systems of liberty and justice and transparency, and stop putting up with SJW brainwashing, we can get our country back and have a future. But if we don't, if we continue to be victims of this system and follow the poison being put out by the mainstream media, we have absolutely no future. Let me get into this big news right now, and then after I play the report, I'm going to get into more details of it here, of the actual transcript and article that I've got right here. This is a report from Fox News. It's dead on accurate. You've got whistleblowers. You've got informants. You've got FBI agents. You've got counterterrorism experts that have all been gagged from being able to testify to Congress or be able to talk to the media about Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One deal, and how there was a criminal investigation by the FBI that was killed by Mueller and then subsequently by Comey. Intel Watchdog says Clinton campaign planned to fire him over email probe, new Conyers accusers, and more. So we're going to be getting to all that. Charles McCullough, the former internal watchdog for the U.S. intelligence community, investigated the Clinton top secret emails. And when he went to Clapper a year before the presidential election, Clapper and the Clinton campaign ordered them to basically stand down and to not do anything, and then threatened him and threatened his family. How incredible is this information? This is such a big, big deal. So here is an excerpt of this really important report.
An Obama appointee in the federal government says he was marginalized and even threatened by his superior simply because he tried to raise the alarm about classified information that resided on Hillary Clinton's private email server. Our Catherine Herridge has that exclusive tonight.
It was personal blowback to me, to my family, to my office.
Few people know more about the Clinton emails and the fallout than Charles McCullough, the former internal watchdog for the U.S. intelligence community.
What should the American public know about those 22 top secret Clinton emails?
I've heard people say this is overblown. I've heard people say this is much ado about nothing. Had the information been released, there would have been harm to national security.
So putting lives at risk.
Absolutely. Sources and methods. Lives, operations.
Speaking exclusively to Fox, McCullough says he went to Director of National Intelligence James Clapper about a year before the presidential election. The intelligence agencies had just found their classified information in the Clinton emails.
He read through these affidavits very thoroughly, and he said this is extremely reckless. And he mentioned something about the campaign would have will have heartburn about that or something.
Shortly after, McCullough says his team was marginalized.
You felt you were on your own in this.
I was totally on my own, and I was told by senior officials to keep the director out of it.
You drafted this letter in January 2016.
Sure did.
In the letter, McCullough told Congress that emails beyond top secret passed through the former Secretary of State's unsecured personal server.
All of a sudden, I became a shill of the right. I was told by members of Congress, be careful, you're losing your credibility, there are people out to get you.
By February 2016, Clinton campaign emails released via WikiLeaks suggest McCullough was a target.
I think there was certainly a coordinated strategy that I think it very much so.
Based on evidence?
Yes.
Even though the FBI email investigation was far from complete, the Clinton campaign nailed down its talking points.
Was there an effort to deliberately mislead the public about the classified emails?
Absolutely. There was an effort certainly on the part of the campaign to mislead people into thinking that there was nothing to see here. But frankly, the thing that disappointed me the most was the president saying,
there's classified and then there's classified.
A lot of people in the intel community spend a lot of time keeping secrets secret. And to sort of inject that sense of confusion into people, I don't think was altogether responsible.
As election day approached, McCullough says the threats went further, singling him out and another senior government email investigator.
You were given a warning?
It was told that we would be the first two to be fired with her administration. That was definitely going to happen.
Is that how it's supposed to be?
No, I was, in this context, a whistleblower. I was explaining to Congress, I was doing exactly what they had expected me to do, and all of a sudden I was the enemy.
More than 2,100 classified emails passed through Clinton's personal server, and to this day, no one is accountable.
If you had done this, what would have happened to you?
I'd be sitting in Leavenworth right now.
Fox News asked a spokesman for the Clinton campaign, the office of a senior Senate Democrat, as well as the former director of national intelligence for comment, but there was no immediate response. McCullough recently retired after 26 years of government service. He told Fox News Today that he's grateful now to tell his story, Tucker.
Wow, so good job to Tucker Carlson and Fox News, because on its face, what Hillary did was completely illegal. It was a drop box. She knew a bunch of countries had penetrated it. She'd put classified stuff in there they wanted. Then they would give money to her foundation, billions of dollars, to sell the country out on a mechanized, organized crime level. And that's why Mueller's so desperate. It's why there's no making a compromise with these people. They're going to remove Trump. Mueller's going to make stuff up. They're going to threaten enough witnesses till somebody makes something up. They're not going to stop because their backs are against the wall. They have committed incredible crimes selling this country out. And along comes a president that actually wants to empower the country, and they don't know what to do. Along comes somebody that's gotten instant results in the economy and in so many other areas, and they're panicking because they know soon, if he's not gone and if he gets more of his agenda through, the public is going to realize that they've been hoodwinked, even those that were asleep, and they are desperate right now to remove Trump and to remove the Republican members of the Freedom Caucus that have gotten into office so that they can, again, have federalized elections, which they've put on the books. All 50 attorney generals, including Democrats, have written letters to Obama before he left, and then to Congress, and then to Trump, saying, please change this Obama executive order, federalizing the elections in the future, putting Homeland Security over the computers. We caught Hillary trying to steal 6 states. She did steal 5 states, and they want to come in, overturn the election, overturn the other elections, federalize it under global control, and the Democrats will be a permanent party. That's why Oberman's talking about how they're going to overturn the whole election. That's why they've got MSNBC hosts saying, once we get rid of Trump, we're going to overturn these elections and we're going to arrest all the libertarian and conservative leaders. We're going to put them in prison camps. That was on MSNBC 2 days ago. They mean business. We're facing a total committed criminal move. It's us or them. No holds barred. No quarter. Absolute war.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, at the bottom of the next hour, 1 hour from now, we're going to expose shocking behavior by Disney Corporation targeting infants for sexualization and targeting toddlers for gender confusion. and trying to train toddlers from the time they can first hear someone read to them how to be rebellious and how to break things and how to be bad. We always knew that Dr. Spock's books got pushed telling parents not to raise their children so the state could raise them. We always knew that was part of the plan that later came out, but man, these people are just so seditious, and they want to turn your child into a desperate SJW that's all alone, that has the fact that they're antisocial exploited. They want to make them antisocial, chip on their shoulder, losers. And I'll be honest with you, the magnitude of the corruption is really starting to get to me, because the more I study it, the more I see it, and the more they come out in the open, it's like, good Lord, no wonder they don't want to coexist with us. Because they're just completely evil, and I don't want to coexist with them. They're not going to let us coexist. They want to conquer us. They want to conquer everyone. I mean, look at this article. Girl Guiding UK allows transgender guides to share showers, tents with girls. And so it is adult men that identify as girls. When your girls are basically in the Girl Scouts, the UK equivalent, naked man who identifies as a woman takes a shower with your daughters. Remember Cuomo of CNN this year? It was pointed out that they now want in the Girl Scouts of America to have adult men shower with the girls that identify as women. And Cuomo said, if your parents have taught you that it's wrong if you're a 12-year-old girl to see a man's genitals in a shower, that's bigoted, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's a tweet. And when you pull back from this and you realize it, see, now they can say, oh, I identify as a child. Or maybe your child identifies as an adult, so they can have sex with an adult. That's where this all goes. There it is. CNN's Chris Cuomo wants tolerance of naked men in women's restrooms. Because a parent complained and said, you know, naked men in the showers? He said, I wonder if she's the problem or overprotective and intolerant dad. Teach tolerance. So, if at the local pool, a man goes into the showers, the police are called, he gets arrested. If he's in there, you know, on purpose. I think we've all been in a hurry or whatever and walked into the wrong restroom. I've seen a woman do it on me. I've walked into women's restrooms, I think, a couple times. You know, you're at the movie, you're running back, you kind of just run, and you go, oops, no urinals in here, kind of pull back. But if you're going in there to the women's showers, taking your clothes off, you know, trying to get in there, and you identify as a woman, and then I'm hateful because I don't want my daughters to be freaked out by that. I mean, my daughters don't walk in when I'm taking a shower. I don't walk in when they're taking a shower. After they're like the age of, what, 3 or 4? Hey, bathroom's private, and you don't come in the bathroom when I'm in here. Sometimes they'll pop their head in. Dad, can I go to my friend's house? I'm like, this is one of my pet peeves. I'm like, even though they're not in the shower, they're in the bathroom sticking their head in. I'm like, get out of the bathroom. I've asked my wife. We got multiple bathrooms. If I'm in the bathroom, go to another bathroom, vice versa. The whole point is, it's about rubbing it in your face where you have no privacy. It's what the police state's about. It's what the surveillance is about. It's what the iPhone's watching you and the droid's watching you. All of it is about this. And if they can get away with putting men in girls' bathrooms, the sky's the limit. And this is going to tie into what's coming up next hour. Girl Guiding UK, this is Breitbart, allows transgender guides to share showers, tents with girls. Male guides who identify as female will be allowed to shower with girls during campaign trips. Girl Guiding UK literature has revealed. That's like the Girl Scouts over there. Official guidance distribution by the organization, which applies to girl guides between the ages of 5 and 25, tells guide leaders, that's adults, camp leaders, to let transgender members share changing rooms, toilets, tents, and cabins with girls while away on excursions. Yes. Really? I mean, in the Girl Scouts, you don't even have the camp leader that's an adult sleeping with you. I mean, in the same area. The move came as a 107-year-old organization updated advice regarding male guides who identify as female demographic. It was revealed in January is now being admitted to the girls only organization. And get ready for this. Full grown men will shower with your daughters. And they're going to do it and you're going to take it. You notice from Australia to Germany to the UK, it's a unified program. And the Russians have national TV shows exposing this, showing government documents that we cover where they're meaning to break up the family. That's why they hate the Russians. The Russians have said no. Not because they're perfect. They're just not completely turned over to destroying the natural order of the universe. The new best practices program adopted by primary schools will inject LGBT lifestyle into every part of life. Members are entitled to use the facilities of the gender that they self-identify as, adds the organization, which confirmed they asked the male on Sunday. This includes showers, toilets, and changing rooms. Full-grown men will now shower with your 5- and 6-year-old daughters. By the way, everybody knows from Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts or camp that you have camp showers for the adults, men and women, but it's separate. And then you don't have the camp counselors, female with female or male with male. You don't have adults showering with your children. Camps don't do that because that would be seen as leading towards pedophilia and letting predators have access. But they're going to get over that bridge, you see, by saying, oh, well, they're adults, but they identify a man as a woman or a woman as a man, and they're going to take the shower with your children, and they're going to have access because they're a special group. Hell, they might identify as a child that day. Earlier this year, Girl Guiding Chief Executive Julie Bentley stated that the move to allow male children to join as guides follows rules set in the Equality Act 2010, which makes clear organizations proving single-gender services should treat people according to their acquired gender. So they're going to put boys in the girls, and then they're going to put adult men in there as the leaders. This is crazy. This is how the pedophiles get into your life. This is how they take over. Now, I'm going to come back with Keith Olbermann claiming he's quitting because he's had victory over Trump, all part of the new hoax. And we've got so much more. We got Macron confronting an Islamic invader who she's bitching and complaining. He says, what's your problem? It's not that he's a good guy. He understands the world is awake to what's happening. He has to pose as a patriot or he's going to get removed from office like Merkel is about to be. So the worm is turning. We are winning. Olbermann and the globalists are losing. Briefly. We have Cyber Monday. It was a big success. Thank you. That helps us fund our operation and overcome some serious obstacles and attacks and hopefully expand. A lot's happening here, but we are the tip of the spear, so we have a duty to expand and become more effective against the New World Order. So thank you for buying high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And if you'd like to take advantage of the sales that I'm extending for 2 more days, and then that's it, Cyber Monday will extend until Wednesday night at midnight. We have free shipping on store-wide and then 50% off on all of our bestsellers, including our latest, already a bestseller, The Real Red Pill. Find out what a game changer this baby is at InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you all for your support. It's a real, real victory over the globalists.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first
for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Folks,
just like the one.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. That's Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, which means snow.
Where the trees
hide. One of my daughters has only seen snow once, and she wants to go to Colorado or somewhere this year for Christmas so that she can see it. But see, that's racist. In fact, BuzzFeed has even said milk is racist because it's white. Soros has come out and said that if we don't keep Obama's net neutrality, that was really an internet takeover, that we're racist. That story's up on drudgereport.com. And all over the country, campuses have agreed to ban dreaming of a white Christmas on grounds of racism. So let's hear some of this hate. Oh, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's President Trump's new Christmas White House video. If you're a radio listener, it shows the First Lady decorating the Christmas trees that have a snow and white light motif. this will undoubtedly be called racist because it's white. Also Martian because it's also green. So it's a little bit of a wink to the Martians. As if snow means you're pro-white people and white trees mean you're a code word for KKK, garb. Then the green, again, is a worship of Martians. There you go. In fact, the main tree is mainly green. That is a surrender message to the Martians, who are reportedly green. Oh, and they even have a nativity scene. Wow. This just gets worse and worse. And Europe and San Francisco and other areas have banned fireplaces that burn wood. They even showed an illegal fire. Oh, and the White House, what color is it? It's white. Just one last racist affront. And if you're a radio listener, I am narrating it. A lot of folks on YouTube and Facebook go, why does Jones talk over videos? Well, if there's no words and it's only images, then for the radio audience, I have to describe what the video is. We're mainly a radio show. Terrestrial radio is our main audience. The globalists are trying to censor us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. They're admittedly curtailing it some, but it's a Streisand effect. As they try to hold the beach ball under, it gets harder and harder. When it finally gets let loose from the deep end, it shoots out of the water high into the sky. As long as you don't give in. As long as you don't let them break your will. As long as you don't let them wear you down. As long as you love the fight and have that spirit of victory. This is a long-term 12-round boxing match. Or even better, it's more like a wrestling match. And so we have the president coming out and saying, we're going to say Merry Christmas again. People say, oh, there's no war on Christmas. While all over the country, I see articles where kids are told, don't bring Christmas cards, it's religious. Well, you can be a Muslim, a Christian, an atheist, a Wiccan, whatever your religion is, you can talk to your friends in 5th grade or 10th grade or 12th grade about that. You can hand out Christmas cards during lunch. You just can't do it in inappropriate times. You have that free speech. But they're trying to teach our students, we're going to put naked men in the showers with you at many public schools run by the Democrats and claim that they can come shower with you or you're a bigot. Oh, but if a man asks a woman out, that's rape. Again, they're smoke screening, watering it all down, normal sexual activity, as they move forward to sexualize children, as they move forward to overturn all of our conventions, all of our classical, cultural systems. Everything traditional is under attack because it's an organized takeover, and they know it's an organized takeover. And they know that you're awake to it. They're like boa constrictors or vines that wrap around your arms, your legs, and finally your neck. And then as soon as they've got you where they want you, they start squeezing the life out of you. They want you poor. They want you depressed. They want you under their control. And the WikiLeaks and all the other documents from Facebook show it. But first the vines caress you and go, just let me wrap around your arm. I want to be warm. And let me wrap around your leg. Don't pull me loose. If you cut me loose, you're being evil. You're being racist. Just use the words I want you to use. Do what I say. You know, let me run your society. Pay for my sex change. Let me have the affirmative action. Let me, and it's all these things supposedly for protected groups, but those aren't protected groups. Those are groups being manipulated into the globalist system to make them more domesticated, more controlled, more under bondage, more under their system. And it's not my opinion about this predatory system. They've written books and white papers and articles and constant amounts of leaks, but now they're on the news saying, rural areas are criminal and they shouldn't be allowed to vote. And we need to arrest all the Republicans and we need to. They're showing you who they are. They're a bunch of losers, social engineers who want to run people's lives. And to think about just 5 years ago, they said white Christmas is racist. And then now it's banned on most colleges. They just do it. Bing Crosby. White Christmas. It's talking about snow. They're not playing games, ladies and gentlemen. They tell you, oh, your town can't have a nativity scene. Then they infiltrate your church to the seminary and take it over and get rid of the crosses. They're doing it all. They're conquering the culture. And they say they've got your kids, and now they're sexualizing them, and now they're launching their final revolution of being able to literally not just brainwash and chemicalize and deadly vaccine and GMO and fluoridate your children, but now have sex with them and confuse them and tell them, be rebellious, be bad, be a boy if you're a girl, be a girl if you're a boy. That's coming up, this new Disney production we're going to show you. And they're just in there absolutely trying to turn you into a desperate, alone basket case who has no family. So as the world population reduction rolls in, as the depopulation begins, you're a basket case, gibbering idiot, mental patient. And no one's there to stand up for you, and no one's there to be your friend, and you're all alone, and they can suck your soul. And from Australia to Canada to France to Germany to the UK, they're taking down the American flags. They're taking down the German flags off government buildings, saying they're hurtful, and they're banning nativity scenes in people's front yards, saying, now that's hurtful. And you're like, I don't want to be hurtful. Let me give over my entire culture, my entire life to you. And you're not giving it to the Muslims. You're not giving it to the minorities. They're just pawns. You're giving it to the corporate globalist Borg that's taking over the world, and we even have their battle plans. So shame on us if we don't do something about it. Now, I want to commend the listeners and the supporters of this broadcast, because you've been swimming upstream. Your will, your prayers, your support has been defeating them across the board. And so I want to invite all of you today to take advantage of the giant sales, 50% off on all our best-selling products, and free shipping that I'm extending for two more days with Cyber Monday. But listen, I've got to stop BrainForce Plus because we've got a limited shipment. It's going to be sold out till the end of the year. I've got to stop the colloidal silver. It's getting low. I've got to stop a bunch of the other products, like Prostaguard's about to sell out, and Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, and ProPure is even getting low, 25% off, and Colloidal Silver, 67% off. So check it all out today, because some of these will end before Wednesday, because we're about to sell out. High-quality products you need, and then fund an embattled, winning organization under globalist attack, 110% committed. When you financially support us, it is a total win-win. You get real products that you need that are high-quality, and you support the broadcast. And it's non-stimulant. BrainForce is a very safe, healthy, wonderful system, but it's got some stimulant in it, the green tea and the Aramate to help supercharge it. Red pill, the real red pill doesn't. It's got the preglinone that is the building block of all the hormones in your body that most people are deficient in, that you quit producing after age 20. You quit producing up to 60% of it. So it's got that to supercharge with the amino acids and everything. But it's not like BrainForce, you take it and feel it in 30 minutes. Red pill, you take for about a week, and then you start to feel it. That's what people have reported. It's amazing. This preglinone in the type we have with the amino acids and everything else is a total game changer. So InfoWarsLife.com to get your red pill, the real red pill, out of the gates, 50% off, because I know you're going to love it so much. I want the great patriots that always support us up front to get the best deal, but that's only going to go, again, for a few days, InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go out with our politically incorrect president daring to say Merry Christmas. Here it is.
Here. You know, we're getting near that beautiful Christmas season that people don't talk about anymore. They don't use the word Christmas because it's not politically correct. You go to department stores and they'll say Happy New Year, and they'll say other things, and it'll be red. They'll have it painted, but they don't say, well, guess what? We're saying Merry Christmas again.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.